Log Talk Radio.
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness, the goodness of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I will extol thee, O Lord, all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God is our refuge and strength in the present help and a present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. O make a joyful noise unto the God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Make his praise glorious. Say unto the God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Though the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to the name, to thy name, Selah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I will praise thee, O God. I will praise thee, O God. Oh, glory to God. Sing aloud unto God. Our strength make a joyful noise unto God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring here the timbrel and pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our Solomon feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law to the God of Jacob. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Praise God. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is God, and we are his people, of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. Praise God. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all ye the earth.
Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Honesty and majesty before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering to the court, into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, and he shall judge the world with righteousness and his people in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. I will sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside, and it shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know the wicked person. Praise God. Who privately slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him has a high look and a proud heart, will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful and the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that walketh worketh deceit, shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will extol thee, O God, O King. I will bless thee, thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, right now we come, Father God, in your presence, oh God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Father God, touch everyone, oh God, that may listen to this program. Father, as the psalmist has been read, oh God, Father, that their hearts will be touched, oh God. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that healing will, oh God, brought forth in their lives, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pull down every principality, everything in high places tonight. Anything that may, oh God, try to stop, hinder your people, oh God, from going forth in your name, oh God, to proclaim your glory. Oh God, all those that, oh God, that was in the flood waters, oh God, that, oh God, that may try to hinder their faith, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that this is just only a stepping stone, God, for them to, oh God, to go higher in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, tonight, oh God, Lord God, that your people strengthen, oh God, by the power of your might, oh God, no matter what happened, oh God, no matter what went down or what is going down while they are in, oh God, shelters, oh God, Lord God, just surround them with your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, it could have been either one of us, but God, you allowed this thing, oh God, oh, to happen in Texas at this time, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just sing hallelujah to you tonight, oh God. We still gonna give you the glory to God. We still gonna give you the honor, oh God. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what's happening around us, as your word just said, God. Oh, Father God, we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We still gonna give you the highest praise, oh God. We still gonna lift your name, oh God. We still gonna stand strong in the power of your might, oh God. We still gonna acknowledge you, oh God, for who you are, oh God, to us. You still good, God. Yes, you are. You still King, oh God, as your word just said, God. You still Lord, oh God. Hallelujah. God, you never changes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You are, oh God, you still love us, oh God, with an everlasting love. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless all those, oh God, Father God, that was in the flood waters. We pray, God, that they don't have to get in no deep debts, oh God. You can save them, oh God, from all distress. We pray that, God, that they don't get no, oh God, phony contractors, oh God, that's going to try to use them, God. God, you be with them. Be with everyone every step of the way, oh God, and make a way, oh God, in their willingness for them, oh God. Oh, Father God, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, God. Lord God, help your people. God, let them cry out, oh God, to you, oh God, and say, Lord, we need your help, oh God. Lord God, because we cannot do this thing by ourselves. We cannot rebuild. God, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, whether you want me to rebuild in the name of Jesus, God. What you want me to do, God. God, you said if we need wisdom to ask of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they'll ask you for wisdom, oh God, in the midst of this crisis, oh God. Lord God, because you know that this thing was going to happen, God. You know, God, so God, you want your people, oh God, to rely upon you, Father God, to rest in you, oh God, because you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you will give us rest, oh God. Let your people come, God. Yes, Lord God, resting up on you, God, oh God, for direction, God, and say, Lord, I'm not going to do nothing, God, until you teach me which way to go, oh God, what to say and what to do, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch your people, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, all over Texas and all over the surrounding, oh God, parishes, oh God. Father, all the way down to generate, God. Wherever the water, oh God, deceased, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, for everyone, oh God. Oh God, in a dry and barren land, oh God. Oh God, we just want your hand. We want your hand to guide, oh God, to lead, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. And Lord, yes, Lord God, we give you thanks, oh God. Oh God, for what you're going to do in the midst of your people, oh God. Because I know that you are doing great things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray, Father, they will go back to Psalms 46, oh God. Oh God, where I just read, and I will read it again. Oh God, God is our refuge and our strength. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, and kingdoms were moved. But he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and he cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, God is saying to his people. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with you. There's more for you than they are against you. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We do continue to keep the prayer of Texas and all the other lands in our prayers. We do lift them up before God, that we know that God is going to help them in every part. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs, to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or so forth, whatever you may be going through. You may be going through some type of sickness or some kind of disappointment or whatever kind of hurts that you have encountered. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is out here, and he's willing to heal us in whatever we go through. He promised he would heal us. Praise God. There's healing in his wings. Yes, there's healing in his wings. Praise God. We will continue, praise God, to pray for healing for all the floodwaters that have swept, from Louisiana all the way up through Texas. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God knew what would happen. God knew. And what he wants us to do, as I just read in his word, to call upon him, to look to him. He is the author and the finisher of everything. God has everything in control. And we're going to trust in him. We're going to believe upon him. And we're going to know, have a knowing within our hearts, that God is going to take care of everything. Praise God. Oh, yes, yes. It may look dim, but God has everything, everything in control. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our hearts go out to those. And you know, God said in his word, when one cry, we ought to cry with them. Because if we don't, when we cry, God won't cry with us. So we ought to cry. We ought to feel their hurt. We should feel their pain. Praise God. And we, if we can reach out in any kind of way, we are to reach out and lend a hand and help those that are in need. Praise God. We know that there always will be storms. There'll always be tsunamis. There'll always be mudslides. All these things must come to pass. But God is still, yes, He still is the author and the finisher of everything that concerneth us. Yes, He's concerned about us. But you know, God allowed things for us to come that we may call upon Him, that we may have the faith, yes, to believe God for the miraculous. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop at this time, but I'm going to come back with some more praise because this is Praise Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I read you some scriptures of praise because we're going to praise God in the midst of the trial that's going on. Praise God. That's what God say. Praise Him in the midst of the trial. So we just going to, and we pray that all those that was in the water, that they praise in the midst of the trial. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Minister Peggy Biden, and I will be right back with you. Praise God. Keep on praising God. Hallelujah. Sister Peggy.
Well, let's praise God because this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. The number to listen to our program is area code 714-409-0578. Remember, it is on Sunday nights. That number again is 714-409-0578, and you will be able to listen to God's Word. Also on Friday nights, we have Victorious Living, who is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is the host, and you will receive a great blessing by just listening to these two wonderful programs that we have for you. It's God's Word. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to give a testimony or if you would just like to give a request. God is always there and He's always on the throne. Tonight we would like to take and remember those in prayers, especially in the floods in Houston and the surrounding town of Texas and also the world. There's everything is happening so fast around the world that we have to take and keep the world in prayer, not only our nation, but other nations. Also, I have a praise report. My little niece, Sophia, she's been through 3 heart surgeries, and they went with the last checkup, which was Friday. Everything came out perfect. Isn't that wonderful? The girl is just 4 years old, and she's autistic, but she's able to take and breathe. She doesn't have to take no strong medication. She's able to take and run and play with the other kids. Once she learns something, she knows what to do. Isn't that wonderful that God can give man the intelligence on how to go into that body and correct the different things? Also, my sister Judy has had open heart surgery back in October. She's doing really well, and she's able to resume her duties at home as a mother and can direct the path of her children and enjoying life. It's wonderful that we can give praises. My nephew in Texas, his house got flooded. I talked with him today, and he said they gutted the house yesterday, and they're just waiting for approval, but there's a lot of water still coming from those rivers that's causing a lot of flooding and areas that didn't flood before. But he is safe, his wife is safe, and the baby. And they moved on to Austin, Texas, and we just thank God that they had a place to go to. Thank God for the many people that is helping Texas out. It's our wisdom from the way that God has taught us help one another. Isn't it true that we have to take it by faith? As the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Isn't that wonderful? Despite all of our searching on all of our study of our scriptures, we never be able to see everything clearly or to fully guess and understand all the questions. They are beyond our comprehension, a puzzle, a mystery. And keep a quiet heart. Elizabeth Elliot says, today is mine. Tomorrow is none of my business. If I peer anxiously into the fog of the future, I will strain my spiritual eyes so that I will not see clearly what is required of me now. I will strain my spiritual eyes so that I will not see clearly what is required of me now. Think about that. Today is mine. Tomorrow is none of my business. That is what happens in life. We simply have to take it by faith. Answers will not be forthcoming. There are tensions of reality. And if we get marooned on the tensions, we will not be able to travel further. This is how our Heavenly Father planned it. It's the mystery of God's will. We never know those people in Texas, why they suffered that much. We never know why those people in Italy had that bad storm and got some of those houses shaken down, earthquake. In Hawaii, all over the place, those volcanoes just blow up and they just come, that lava just comes running out. Is that God's will? It has to be, because the earth has to take and do what God commands it to do. All of these floods and rains and upcoming weather, it's all the cycle of what God wants us to be prepared for. Because when he comes, he will take care of us. And he will stand by each one of us. So we have to praise the Lord. And we have to call to praise him. In Psalms 100, it says, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with joy. Come before him with singing. Know that God, Lord, is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep he tends. Come into his city with songs of thanksgiving, and into his courtyards with songs of praise. Thank him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His love is forever. And his loyalty goes on and on. That's what we have to think about. Pass it on to a friend, that the loyalty of his love will go on and on. In Psalms 100, you will find that. Isn't it wonderful? We have a wonderful God and someone that we can run to in a time of storms, time of trouble, and a time of grief. Yes, Mom and Dad, we understand when you lose your child, when that child goes and gets incarcerated, how it hurts. But God is always there, and he said that he would be with us. So praise him in the situation and say, Lord, it has to be for your glory that things happen. But we want you to know that we are your servants, and we are the sheep of your pasture. As it said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. just remember, on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., God's favorite radio program, area code 714-409-0578. And on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Victorious Living with our minister, Janice Williams. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful week in the Lord. Keep praising Him. Every day, praise Him. Carry on the praise of Jesus and tell somebody God loves you. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you so much. Thank you. Praise God. Well, as I said, today is Praise Sunday. This is every first Sunday we give praise unto our Lord. And we just praised Him and gave Him much praise for the people in Texas, praise God, and the surrounding areas. But I'm going to talk about also the different types. There are three kinds of music believers should understand listed in and it's listed in Ephesians 5:17-20. We should always praise the Lord, no matter what we're going through. We was created to praise Him. So if we was created to praise the Lord, we shouldn't allow the things of this world to make us bow down, to feel sorry, but to give Him the glory and the praise. Let's read Ephesians 5:17-20. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Did you hear that? But understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and to the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that there are three types of music mentioned here, and they are psalms, hymns, and spiritual psalms. The psalms were in the hymn book of ancient Israel. There is something special about singing hymns or psalms, especially when in spiritual warfare. The psalms are the word of God, written by David and others under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When we sing the psalms, we are launching weapons of the word with the launching rocket of praise and worship. That is why the Psalms are written, to reintroduce to the church today. We are to sing no matter what is going on around us, no matter what is happening. And guess what? When one is so burdened that they cannot sing, we ought to sing. Because we are to lift up one another. Because we're going to always have trials and tribulations in this life. So we are to lift up one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms, singing to our Lord, making melody in our hearts unto our God. For He is the one that has created us, praise God. There is a great spiritual energy released when a congregation begins to sing the psalms. Many of the psalms speak of the distress of the believer, but they always end with a message of hope. Let us learn again how to sing the psalms, praise God. Many times we see, hear songs sung from the psalmist all the way through the psalms, praise God. And they are sung in different degrees, spiritual hymns, high degrees, praise God, low degrees, but they are still sung. And they are making melodies in our heart to heal. When we sing, it is healing. We're launching spiritual rockets. When we sing, it is deliverance. And if you go back and look through the Word of God, it'll tell you when they sung for deliverance, when they sung for healing, when they sung to conquer the enemy, or whatever was going on in their lives. Same thing for us today. That still remains. That's why God tells us to sing. Sing, praise God. But sometimes we get so burdened down, it seems so hard for us to sing, but we ought to sing. If we have to get into our secret closet, we should sing. Wherever we may be, if we allow to, we ought to sing. Because you know why I'm saying this, because we ought to have a song in our hearts at all times, making melodies in our heart at all times. There should be a joy in our hearts at all times. And if we keep the joy of the Lord in our heart, when things come, we won't be so crushed because we know how to give God glory. Praise God. Let's go on. Hymns are religious arts. In Deuteronomy 32, God inspired Moses to write a song intended for more than just his listeners as a temporary blessing, but one that was recorded and taught by one generation into the next. There is the description of hymn. Hymns seem to convey the official message in song of the church. While the Psalms are more a celebration of God, hymns deal with the enduring themes and eternal truths. Hymns are like Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art, declare the goodness, the grace, and judgment of God. They possess a certain authority which other songs, though beautiful, do not contain. Spiritual songs relate to the subjective kind of singing that all of us do. Psalms 42 and 8 says, in the night his song shall be with me. And we shall have a song in the night. I wake up in the night, I hear a song in my heart. I'm singing when I get up because I went to bed with a song on my heart, praise God. This is what God wants us to do. God said making melodies in our hearts. So we should be making melodies in our hearts. So when the enemy comes in and try to tear us down, oh, we can rise up high above every circumstance. Praise God. Psalms 32 and 7, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. These special songs come from the influence of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So we see that the Holy Spirit influences us in songs. Praise God. Spiritual song. Making melody to him. Praise God. Because he created us too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. How he has fearfully and wonderfully made us. Oh, and when we sing to him, oh, it sounds so sweet in his ears. Praise God. He bows down. Oh, we need to sing more often. Yes, we need to sing more often. And let the God of our fathers know how much we love him, how much we praise him, how much we adore him. It wards off sickness. It delivers us from sickness. It wards off the enemy. It keeps the enemy away. Praise God. It delivers our soul from hell. God said, yes, yes, he delivers our soul from hell. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise. This is so good tonight. I pray that you let it soak in, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, it bring down the enemies in your life and make them, oh, God. Yes, it bring down enemies if you remember what we read in the word earlier. Praise God. That is why I read all those Psalms to you, so you can get an idea and a taste of what I'm teaching now, praise God. What all the Psalms does for our life. And even though, he said, though there be great swelling tides, and though mountains be carried into the sea, the God of our refuge is still there with us. Because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even until the end. Oh, praise God, is going with us to the end of the world. Praise God. Oh, praise God. He has love. His love has compassed us about. Praise God. As we sing praises. Let's go on. Praise God. Perhaps. Oh, this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. When we sing in tongues, we don't worry about the rhymes or the words. We are expressing deep feelings in the Spirit. When those moments come, the Spirit of prophecy can come upon us as well as we can pray with understanding. The words that we have prayed in the Spirit, these are spiritual songs of special ministry to us from the Lord. The Lord will minister to you. The Lord will give you prophecies if you only know how to sing in the Spirit unto the Lord. Praise God. You see how many people prophesy because they are spending time in the Spirit with the Lord and letting Him minister unto our hearts. Oh, praise God. And then He'll give you a word, praise God, a prophecy. Oh, for one, or to yourself, or yourself, praise God. God knows how to minister to our hearts. God does this thing, has it all in control. Yes, God has this thing all in control. Praise God. It is impossible to overemphasize the importance of sensitivity to the Holy Spirit in the area of music. As we move into the days of great spiritual warfare, we must be more singing and more instrumental music in the church than ever before. Music is a vehicle through which God will express Himself to the church, through which the church will express herself to God and His people. God is wanting to express Himself to the church. Yes, God is wanting to express. He's wanting us to know who He is and what He will do in the midst of us. The Psalms say that God is in the midst thereof. Yes, God wanting to let us know that He's in the midst of us. And oh, yes, when we had ministry here at the house on Saturday, praise God, the Holy Spirit came down. And oh, I saw in the Spirit a pouring. And God said, I'm pouring myself in the midst. And oh, did we have a wonderful time. The Spirit of the Lord showed up in our midst. And God moved and God spoke. Praise God. We had an awesome time here in the midst, in the service on Saturday. If any of you in the surrounding areas, praise God, in New Orleans, and would like to come and be with us every first Saturday from 10 to 1, you are so welcome. Praise God, because we have a great time every first Saturday of the month when God moves mightily and God speaks mightily in our behalf. Praise God. We praise God and we give Him the glory. We let God have His way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are the sheep of His pasture. Praise God. Then we are to be giving God the glory so that His power can be used in the midst. You know, when we start giving glory like that, we can see bodies healed. We can see people saved and set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can see the blessings of God coming down. God will bless His people. He would call his people to get out of debt. He would call his people to walk in freedom. When we are in the presence, he said, well, two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of them. So when I taught him on Sunday, you see, when we come together, we have a room full here. And oh, but look at this. You don't see it, but I saw the Spirit just pouring over it, right in the center. It was a downpouring. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's look at this again. Praise and worship are going to ascend to God with great power from the congregation of the blessed. We must be willing to abandon ourselves as musicians and instrumentalists to a place where the Holy Spirit can use us with great power. My God, God is wanting to use us, and that is what he did on Saturday. God is wanting to use us with great power, in great power. Oh, when God's power come down, when the power come down, blessings will come down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The armies of the world march in battle with music, and the Lord's army is no different. God is going to raise the warfare of this decade with those who will commit themselves to praise and worship. Notice how often music and instruments are associated with great battles of God in the Old Testament, such as Joshua and the children of Israel marching around the wall of Jericho. They blew their trumpets, and all the people gave a loud shout, and the walls of the city collapsed. These stories and many others are in the Bible for our learning, how people praise God. If we think about the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through praising God, and she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She didn't stop. She didn't give up. She just pressed her way through singing and praising, and didn't pay anybody attention. People say, oh, she ain't going to be set free. You know how people talk about you. You know how people say things about you. But she didn't worry about it. Even the man that was sitting around the pool, waiting to be put in, nobody paid him attention, any attention. They left him sitting there. Oh, but when God showed up on the scene, he said, I know that I will be whole if I get into these waters. If you get into the healing waters of singing and praising God, you will be made whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, no matter how long it's been going on, God has a time and a purpose for all of our lives. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. These stories that I'm talking about tells us, they reveal spiritual principles. Joshua was operating on the principle of spiritual warfare. There was a physical miracle with the collapse of the walls because the children of Israel were operating on the basis of spiritual principle. This is a true of the battle that Jehoshaphat fought against the three invading armies. They invade. I mean, if we read all how they won battles, even when we think about when Barak was going to fight in the battle, and he told Miriam, I won't go unless you go with me. And they went together too. And the rest of them, two leaders, and the rest of them joined in, and they won the battle. That God is speaking to us. Yes, God is speaking to us that we can win the battle if we go singing and praising him. She got her tamarind. Joshua went for praising and marching right along, stomping on the enemy's head, letting him know that he had no authority. They won the battle. You can win the battle. The battle is yours. You can win. You can win. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Praise God. No weapon formed against the church shall prosper. Praise war. Praise God. We are to wage war in the church, in our home, in our communities against the enemy. Yes, we can triumph over the enemy. The church militant is the body of Christ around the earth. All believers in every nation of the earth. The church triumph is that part of the body of Christ already gone on to be with the Lord. But they emphasize the importance of just one body, the church militant and the church triumph as one. That means that part of the church, the body, is before the throne of God, offering worship to the Father. Think about Ezekiel that has gone on. Think about the ones that has gone on before us. They are there and they are worshiping. Ezekiel was taken up into the middle of the air in a chariot. I come to appreciate God and all of his goodness, all of his grace, all of his mercy. I thank him every day for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him that I can sing songs of praise and adoration unto him. He's my God. He's my Lord. He's your God and your Lord. He's the people in Texas. He's their Lord and God. And he will deliver. He will make a way for them where there seemeth to be no way. God is their refuge. Can we read it one more time for Texas? Praise God. God, I am praying. And as we pray, this song for Texas. Oh, praise God, and for all of those. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of them. She shall not be moved. God shall help them. And that right early. The heathen raised, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come boldly. And the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. God is saying to you and to everyone that be still. Just be still in the Lord, in the Spirit, and know that I am God. I will be exalted. God said, I'm going to be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with them. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I pray that you stay humble and in a humble attitude in prayer for all those that's going through. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. I bless you. I bless you with your going in, your coming out, your uprising and sitting down. I pray that you be blessed this week. And I pray that all those that give out of their hands, their time, their monies, that they be given back hundredfold. God has blessed them to give and to help, or to go to work
in Texas and the surrounding area, praise God. May they be blessed, and they're going in and they're coming out. They're uprising and they're sitting down in Jesus' name. Praise God. And we thank you for listening to God's Favorites program. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will praise the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.